This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We've reached the one semester mark for SIUC Chancellor Carlo Montemagno. We thought we'd take a look back at his first semester in office. Dr. Montemagno, thanks for coming in.
Oh, good morning, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
I suppose the biggest bit of news or the biggest part of your first semester here at SIUC has been this reorganization proposal that you're still working on. Can you give us a status update on that? Where do you stand there?
Oh, we're moving forward. We gave out about 3 weeks ago the second iteration. We're in the process of having meetings with a number of the faculty groups. I met with the first proposed school yesterday. And we're going to be meeting with all the proposed schools between now and January. During those meetings, we're going to look at helping define the schools, what their personal mission is going to be, what programs they think they want to have, and what new programs they want to create, and essentially begin to forge the character for each individual school as we go forward.
Now, I know that there has been opposition to this, and we've talked to you and others about this, specifically about eliminating departments or eliminating department chairs and things like that. I know several faculty and student groups have come out saying this is not the proposal that we're looking for. Are you still working with those groups to try to reach a compromise, or where do you think that needs to go?
I'm still talking with them about that, and I'm showing them exemplars of institutions that don't have department chairs. You know, department chairs are an edifice from when research universities were first created in 1880. So what we have is we have an organizational structure that was created in 1880, and it doesn't serve our community well anymore. The interest now and all of the advances and the opportunities exist in interdisciplinary and transdisciplinary activities. Those shared financial structures are critical inhibitors to those. So why would you have a company that was structured in 1880 think in the 21st century you should have the same organizational structure? But we have this filial pietism of allegiance to the past, which makes it hard for people to understand that their self-identity isn't defined by the department, it's defined by their areas of knowledge discovery and their work.
So for those who are still asking, there are people who are still concerned about how does this save money and how does it increase enrollment, the two biggies there that people are looking at for SIUC?
Well, saving money is essentially eliminating a layer of administration, but that's not the real driver. The real driver is to enable an advanced a synergy among the faculty to enable the creation of new programs, new ideas that you couldn't put in place. I'll give you an example. We're going to have in place a cybersecurity program. That cybersecurity program is going to be in our School of Homeland Security, which is going to be in essentially our liberal arts college. It's going to be staffed by faculty from the School of Computing and the School from Business. So we're going to have, and so in addition to having faculty from the School of Liberal Arts, we're going to have faculty from these other schools who collectively work together to support an ABET accredited program that is not within their schools. Because we're not going to be allocating resources via ownership of the program, but by on activity, we can do this. We could never do this right now because the first argument would become who owns the program, where the students, who owns the students, and we're not going to have that. Instead, we're going to use this strength and resources that we have to create new and wonderful opportunities for both our faculty, our students, and our community.
You will go to the SIU Board of Trustees this week and tell them about your plan and the updates to it. What are some of the things that you're preparing for? What have you heard so far from them?
I've heard through back channels. I don't communicate with the board directly, but I've heard through back channels they're very supportive of what we're doing and the direction that we're going. I'm going to be essentially giving them an update, very much like the update we gave to the faculty and staff and community over the past coming months, and bring them up to date officially on the things that we're doing and give them a peek into the window of next steps.
Those next steps will come next semester, of course, and I'm sure we'll update that as time goes on. But I did want to give you a little bit of time to reflect on this first semester. You arrived on campus just before the total solar eclipse back in August, and here we are in December, and students will be graduating on Saturday. Any high points or low points that you wanted to address?
Well, there is numerous high points. I my whole time here has been nothing but high points, and those high points revolve around the people of our community and our students, and many of our faculty. You know, we live in a coherent community that has a shared value of support for each other, and it's this energy of everybody wanting everybody else to succeed, which has helped sustain me as we go through this very difficult process.
Chancellor Carlo Montemagno, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
The SIU Board of Trustees meets Wednesday and Thursday on the SIU Carbondale campus, and you can find more information as we covered that both days at WSIUnews.org.